We're entrepreneurs, we're on the go, we're busy, we're traveling. It has an impact on personal lives and relationships, family. And I, you know, it's a balance because I feel the pull. Let's start there. Where are you currently in a relationship with family, with a loved one? Peeps know I'm married, but there's still impacts there. But let's start there, right? And tell me a little bit about where you are now in your life.
It is definitely somewhat of a very tricky and fine line to keep all the relationships afloat and all the relationships stable in a way. So currently with family, I just came back from Miami. I spent, 5 months there, which was very unexpected. Wasn't planning to do that. And it was great because I was able to kind of get a lot of the family love and support for all the endeavors that I started ever since we started with Becoming Whole. It's been a ripple effect of different projects. But then obviously in personal relationships, it takes a toll to live your partner for 5 months. So that took a very interesting and complicated turn in a way. And so I see as a female entrepreneur, and I get asked this question all the time, can you even have it all? And can you have it all at the same time?
Ooh, good question. I love that. And it's like,
yeah,
but it's two sides. It's like, well, why not? And then you go to do it and it's like, well, can I? So,
oh, but how? No. How does it even work? Yeah. And I've wrestled with the question and I wrestle with trying to figure it out. Well, for me, one, what does it mean to have it all? And what does it mean to have it all at the same time?
True.
Right? Because we see a lot in social media, you should be an entrepreneur, you should be a mom, you should be a woman, you should be a sexy woman, you should be this. And you're like, who am I supposed to be? And it gets complicated.
Yeah. I was going to say, the common tie of what you just said there is should. Word that you said in every single one of those sentences is should. So I love that you start it there and you pose it as what defines having it all. What does it mean to have it all for you?
I think for me, it's one thing is having peace. If it doesn't bring me peace, I think it just kind of has to take a step back. It doesn't mean that it necessarily has to stop all at once. I feel sometimes we're black and white. I feel like having peace can be, it should be permanent, but it sometimes can be temporary. There's sometimes the ups and the downs. Sometimes there's just the lower bottom of the roller coaster that brings you up and it gives you that energy. So I feel like finding that peace within you of whatever the situation is around you shouldn't make you feel more or less of an entrepreneurial woman or a woman at all. It's just a season. And there's some things that happen for specifically a season. And for me, having it all means that, yeah, I can have it all at the same time, but it doesn't mean that everything is going to be, at the same level. Yeah. Some things might be here. Some things might be a little bit slower or a bit higher. So it really depends. I have found that even when I've been in relationships while running my business, and this is my own fault, step back from my business and give it all in a relationship because it's the beginning of it and you kind of have to give it all. Yeah. And sometimes you're like, wait, but then the relationship ends and then you're like, well, but what happened with my business? So keeping that balance, it's like keeping your inner peace so that everything can work in somewhat of an orchestra. And there's sometimes you have, the high pitch violin or the piano that's playing and you hear it the most, and just finding that balance and finding that peace within, it's probably the hardest thing. But I think that's what means for me having it all.
I love that you shared that with the going all in. I really resonate with that, with the relationship where it's all in and then you feel like you're dropping something, or then it's like, well, wait, what about my business? And, if I'm being very transparent, when I, before getting into my marriage, my forever and always, my life was really dominant in the business section, my career. So I was like, I'm going to build this career up, because I tried balancing both the career and the relationship at the same time in the past. And that ended up, I make lemonade out of lemons always, and then try and sell it back to the public as an entrepreneur, So you can quote me on that one.
Of course.
But there's that element now of, a beautiful part that I've had in my marriage now. And one of the first things, and I credit my husband for saying this. He says, I want you to be able to play and pursue whatever it is you want to be able to do. And I want to support you in that endeavor. And that was a big part for me of trusting and letting go, because I hadn't had that before. And I remember having this conversation with you. I remember telling you that I was like, I met somebody, you know him, and he wants to support me in what I'm doing. So what's the catch? And I'm like, not that there was a catch, but it's almost like, but that's, I can't do that. And even to this day, and I'm pursuing things, you know, it's, I'm thriving now more in production, writing, hosting, speaking, acting than I have before, because I've been able to put the proper energy instead of pulling myself in 50 directions. But I do find too, something that I've been still struggling with, and this is what you were saying before, it's like evenings, I'm now, instead of writing emails up until 10 p.m., I'm, you know, we're winding down at like 8, 7, 8. We're going to a yoga class together. We're making dinner, or we're, you know, tonight we're going to the movies. And that's been a big shift for me. Weekends. I used to work all throughout the weekends. And now it's like, okay, we want to go play tennis tomorrow. Okay. But do I, can I do that? So it's still innate in me that it's that push pull to what you were saying before. And I think it's interesting too, because of where we are in relationships, you know, it's how you mentioned before that it's when one ends, then you're kind of left with like, oh, well, what about my business? So how do you find a balance now, do you think, especially with travel? Because you're also not right. just traveling for a week, you know, you're up and okay, I'm going to go live in Madrid for another 6 months now, because you're doing dual citizenship or tri-citizenship at this point. So it's like, how do right. you find that?
That is something that I was actually having a conversation with somebody yesterday while I was at the park, and he said, like, you can't sit still. And I said, what does that mean? He's like, I wouldn't be able to do what you do. And I said, why? And he's like, I need to have my peace, like my center, my comfort, my, and then on my way back, I was thinking about it. And I was like, well, maybe I like to expand my comfort zone within me that is not structure within a place. And I got asked later on by somebody else, like, oh, so you're a digital nomad. And I was like, well, not necessarily, but maybe I am. But then why do I have to fit in any box?
Sure.
So then finding the balance for me has been able to being okay with, okay, when I'm in Miami, I'm in Miami with my family and I'm seeing their friends in Miami. But when I'm in Madrid, I'm here. So it's that, I always forget who said it, but where it's that saying that says, wherever you go, there you are.
There you are. Yeah.
And it's like, well, it doesn't matter which place I am in. It's I am where I am, and I am everything that I can be because I am me. Yeah. So again, I struggle with it. Yes. I struggle with keeping our relationship for sure. It's very hard to find somebody that can be like, oh, I want to live 5 months in Miami, 6 months or 7 months in Madrid. Haven't found that one yet. I'm sure there's many of them
out there. Yeah.
But the point is, like, when I had that relationship, I was stationary in Madrid. I was happy in that relationship. I had the things, but then something gave in. And not finding that balance, it was like, I think having gone back home to my family for that period of time allowed me to see, like, it not everything has to give in to the extreme. And I think that just goes back to, okay, we're always in this black and white. It's either a yes, all in, or a no. And it's like, why?
Yeah.
So that, I guess finding that balance also requires a lot of awareness. It requires a lot of like self-reflection and looking in the mirror and seeing like, oh, am I giving too much time for work and not enough for play? Am I working on the weekends when I should be like also enjoying life in different ways, which is exactly what you're doing right now. Mm-hmm. And so even in not being in a relationship, I always try to like figure it out even on the weekends or in days that I'm off. Because sometimes I like to work on the weekends and I'll rather choose days on the weekdays to do things so that there's less people.
Yeah. You get like free right. museum admissions and stuff. Yeah. Why
Absolutely.
Not?
Yeah. So when I do that, it's like, all right, what am I going to do? And so for example, next week I decided with a friend, we're doing a self-imposed wellness retreat. So it's basically, we're just blocking a a couple of hours during the week, and we're just gonna do something that nurtures our soul, whether it is a massage or going to get hair done or whatever, something that just like is really for me. And finding that balance within work and finishing up a master's and like having three projects at the same time, it's like, how am I? And I was struggling today to like block the time on my schedule. But then I was like, I won't be able to be fulfilled emotionally, spiritually, if I don't do that for myself. And then all of my projects will fall apart if I'm not like, well, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically.
To our point of becoming whole, where it's that piece of the pie that is the restore. Oh, that's so important. Yeah. So true. And it's when you mention about where people will say, oh, but are you, you know, so you're a digital nomad, like they try and fit you into something. Oh, so how do you manage all of that? And I remember my dad said to me when I was moving to LA, because once I put my head to something, I'm like, I'm doing this. Like, well, are you running from something? And I was like, and he said the same thing when I moved down from Boston. He says it from a great place. And I was like, I'm never running from something. I'm running for something. And it's for like Hollywood sign ain't moving over here to Miami. As much as I love the warmth and everything in Miami. And to that point, there are partners out there who want to live all over the place, because I'm married to one. And we're both like, okay, so if we do months here, let's at least get the tax benefits and spend more time in Miami than LA. So it's also to that point, it's finding sometimes it's a fellow entrepreneur to also share your life with that has that same kind of mindset, because there's a lot of people out there that don't have that mindset. And it's a completely different way of thinking, I think. The other element, and you mentioned this briefly before, of trying to do it all and, you know, be in one place and have it all. Do you want kids?
You and I have had this conversation.
We have had this conversation. That's what I brought up.
conversation to probably, I think I go back and forth a little bit. Like I was very set on the no.
Yeah.
And I'm still probably more on the no than on the yes. But I think part of it, and you and I have talked about this, I think part of it is like not having the right partner to raise kids with. And that's always kind of like my mindset of like, well, I'm not just going to have, if that's the case, like I'll just have them alone or not have them at all. So if you ask me now today, I'll be like, no.
No.
if in 10 years the partner comes and it's like, it happens, then I guess that would be a different conversation. But
yeah, it's right now, you, because you also tapped in before with, I know I threw this one on the table in this conversation. I was like, damn. I've, you know, my take since I was 14, I was always like, no,
right.
no, it's not going to. And I was like, I'm going to get my tube side. I'm going to do this. And then I was this close to going to do it. And my husband was with me in the doctor's office. I was like, you know what? I don't want to do this surgery. I want to get a second opinion and I want to do something else. And in my mind, I was like, it's not that I'm changing my mind, but it's I'm with the right partner, that it had my mind thinking like, well, even if I want like a 1% chance to be able to make this decision, I want to be able to have that freedom. And it's, right. I think the biggest catch up, and this is where, you know, this loops into this entire conversation of doing it all and trying to figure things out as a female entrepreneur. The amount of time that it takes for raising children is like, do I want to pour all of those efforts? If you ask me, same to what you were saying right now, I want to be acting. I want to be writing. I want to be co-producing these shows with you and, you know, traveling around the world and spending the time with my partner and to be able to create those memories. It's like the idea of how much time goes into raising a child is something it's still not on my radar, but being able to have that like 1% chance. I was like, yeah, I want to have freedom to choose whatever. I was like, well, live free warrior. So we start rationalizing in our head too. It's like, well, live free warrior. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Well, are you talking yourself out? It's this whole inner dialogue that comes up of like, you don't have to decide anything right now today, Sarah.
No. And again, it goes back to the whole boxing, no? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like
you go into your head. Right. What fits? Yeah.
And when you said before about what brings you peace, and it reminds me of a message you recently sent me where you said, don't think about it too much and just breathe and give it time. And I screenshotted that. It was like, I'm going to meditate and go to sleep on this. And it was like one of your first thoughts. You were waking up because you were in Spain and you were waking up and sent it to me. And I was just about trying to go to bed. And I was like, oh, these words brought peace to my soul. It's like, okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that.
Yeah, I think it's a daily reminder, no?
Yes.
Of like finding peace within is within the storm is sometimes the hardest thing.
And that's when you were talking, when you mentioned about people saying, well, you know, you're all over. How do you do all these things? I think too, you're the cup and the travels, the different jobs, the different pieces of what you're doing, they fill your cup in a lot of ways. Cause I see it. I see you come to the tone in your voice change from you leaving Miami to now being in Madrid. And I hear it and I see it. It's like, you're alive. And it's that piece of you that was like, okay, I'm ready for a little bit of change now. And I think that's great.
Yeah, I think it's hard. Like I feel it with family as an entrepreneur, one, mid-30s. What are you doing with your life? What do you mean you're like starting another business? Like you should be married, you should have kids, like all these questions arise. And it's like, do I have to do any of this? And I'm like, no. And for them, like, I don't know if it's happened to you too with family sometimes. And it's not in that judgy way. It's just like, that's all they know. And it comes out of like following a pattern of what's been taught to them. And they thought onto you and you're like, well, maybe there's another way. And let me try it out. If that doesn't come up, then I'll just come back. And that's always been kind of like a thing with family of like, well, so what are you doing now? And like, what are you going to do? And like, what if the business doesn't work out? And it's like, I'll do another one. And it doesn't really resonate. Like my family is like 9 to 5 for the most part. And it's hard for them to understand, like, I want to do an adventure of the world and like travel 6 months here and like 3 months there. And like, that's kind of hard to find peace within having a lot of different opinions of people as to how you should be. And I used to get very annoyed at the beginning. And now I'm like, I look at it like, well, for one, it's a lot of ignorance on their part for not knowing. And I can't blame them for that. And it's also how I'm able to like still provide for myself, even with starting new businesses and able to like still move around and able to like still believe and trust that abundance is within me and around me and over me. And I think as an entrepreneur, nobody sees the behind the scenes crazy backstage kind of work that it's like sleepless nights, not just from working, but from like thinking, oh my gosh, how am I going to make this work? And so also true. As a female entrepreneur with everything that goes, you know, as a female entrepreneur and as a solo, as you have been before, as a solo entrepreneur, trying to figure it all out, trying to, you know, not know all the pieces and how you put it together. Like I didn't study marketing. I have no idea about marketing and now I have to market myself. How does that even look like?
On top of doing the day to day.
Right. And you're like, well, but I want to be doing this, but you can't do that because you have to do this in order to do that. And it's like so many pieces to the puzzle that half of the people, and that's why I understand now why not a lot of people want to be entrepreneurs, because it's freaking hard.
It's hard. And there's uncertainty on every corner. And it's really, that's why I said, being an actor, same thing. There's no idea. Sounds like you send out so many auditions. Like I'm amazed and I'm so proud of you and you just keep going. I'm like, well, what else am I going to do? It's like, I don't know. I'm so used to it by now that it's like, just keep sending it out. One's going to click at one point. And in the meantime, I'm going to keep going with this. It's like you have zero uncertainty in any of your aspects. It's like, that's badass of you. I applaud that. The part of, I wanted to touch on too of family, because noting your family coming from Colombia and Miami, it's a different Latin background. My family, and you mentioned 9 to 5, my family is more American. We've been small business entrepreneurs our entire life. So there's a certainty, but there's also uncertainty because you run the show kind of thing. I haven't had the pressure ever from my family of kids, of marriage, anything. They're like, be wise when you marry. And but they've always instilled an inspiration, I should say, because they have been together since, you know, their early 20s, and then they had me, and I was like, well, I disrupted that show. Hi. And it was always inspiring to see how their marriage worked and they were able to work together. There was never a pressure, but there was a couple of times where I was asked, you know, well, we want to, you know, I would love for you to be with somebody that, you know, you feel good with. That was the furthest that they ever really shared. Like, of course you want to share your life with somebody, just, you know, somebody who supports you and is like, you know, your mirror. And I was like, well, now I face the mirror every single day, which is awesome. But so it's an interesting field to navigate for sure. And I don't have the perfect recipe, the perfect balance. And you mentioned it where it's what brings you peace. And sometimes peace is also being the center of the storm with, you know, some chaos going on outside of.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, I think the pressure comes from, at least from my family, because my dad was an entrepreneur in Colombia. My mom has always worked for companies. But I think it comes from like having been an immigrant. And I'm a double immigrant because I immigrated to the States and now to Spain. So like being a double immigrant, it's like that certain uncertainty of like, I'm still like working out with my citizenship here. So I can't be in one place for longer than, you know, less than 6 months and stuff like that. So I think that the worry of like your parents wanting safety for you at all times, that's kind of like the most pressure I get from them in that sense. But I do feel it as a society as a whole of, again, well, if this isn't working out, maybe you should go and look for a job. And it's like, but I haven't given it all. I'm in the process of learning it. Why would I give it
Absolutely.
up? Why would I give it up now? And that's been a very interesting process to go through, a very, I guess, in a way, healing as well, to like recognize what it is that as an entrepreneur, I also should and shouldn't do. And it's like, well, I'm going to do it how I think it should be done for me. And if it works, great. And if it doesn't, I'll learn and keep going. And now it's how it's been, you know how I was like a kind of super scary cat, like, oh my gosh, I can't do this. I don't think I can do it. And it was like, well, yeah, you can. And you were the one that gave, like, do it and just don't like do it. And
I
you're coming home.
was like,
Literally.
leap,
Yeah.
you'll figure
And I think that full on jump has been like boom, 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 like three things. And it's like, oh my gosh, how am I going to manage that with everything else? And somehow, I don't know how, I am miraculously doing it, weirdly enough, because I'm not multitasking. I'm like, that like really putting the time that I need to put in. Wish I could have more time, but I can. And it's, yeah, somehow working out in the best way possible. Yeah, just kind of that's where I'm at as an entrepreneur.
But you're doing it, and you recently did. I'm going to give you the shout out, the shameless shout out. You recently did a whole brand relaunch, which looks beautiful. You have an upcoming
Thank you.
retreat in Bali, which we kind of want to crash. we're like, can we go?
You
There's
totally
so much that
should.
you have happening, and you know, we're doing the show Becoming Whole. So there's just so many different elements and pieces of the juggling pie that I think too. There's also the honest falter of something's going to fall. But if it was meant to be, we're going to put that time and effort towards it. And if it doesn't happen and it does fall, we can always pick that ball up another time, or we just let it go kind of thing.
Right. And that's, I probably, as you said, very wisely, it's not that it, for me, it's not that it didn't work. It was a learning process, right? And letting it go also mean that something else will fall onto your arms to continue, you know? There's so many seeds that you put in the ground and the soil. Some, depending on the soil that they fall in, will spring something and it'll bring something to fruition. So even with becoming whole, it's been a learning curve for us, like
Oof.
pitching and getting, and it's been like, oh my gosh, we haven't done it at the level that we want to do it. And it's still a work in progress. And it's going to be almost a year
How
for
many
us
times
since we
we
started.
redid the trailer, the deck? We're like, I think it can be better. Does this make sense? Let's redo this. Remember the last part? I was like, I'm
The
done with the
sanitation
trailer, guys. Like, we
is
can
going
edit it, but The cows
We're
are
done.
home. I'm done. You're like, respect.
Right, absolutely. And but it's been a great process for us to learn, like, okay, we needed to be in the same city to take some photos. We needed to do
Yeah.
this to be like, and it's been a great, now that we're pitching, it's like another level of like understanding what we're pitching for. And if we get no's, we get no's, and like, all right, we can have a gazillion yes, we can have a couple no's, and it's like understanding that too. So I think there's so many ideas that will fall into entrepreneurship, as entrepreneurs. And some things are meant for us to make it to fruition, and some that are just like, I don't know, a developing spot for something else, you
It's
know?
a yeah, it's a push up for the strength for something else.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I think everything that we've done and we're doing as entrepreneurs is, it's giving us, you know, more strength to keep going for everything else that we're doing,
It fuels.
not
It's
just one.
all fuel, I think, and it's less about, what you said in the beginning, and then we'll wrap up is the can we do it all? And then it comes to, well, define what your all is and then what you're willing to sacrifice to get there. And at the same time, can you find peace and enjoy it? And that I think is like the magic recipe for, any entrepreneur, but especially for females.
Right. It's again back to the feeling pressure for doing it all, having it all. It's
This brings up a
like,
great, so we'll let's do another follow-up, and I'll throw that out there for
for
those
sure.
listening, because we can do one on feminine and masculine energy, because I think that this also goes right into that core concept of, well, this is your role as a female. And we're like, nope, I'm gonna redefine that and write my own rules. So for another episode on Never Settle, and certainly more conversation for when becoming whole is live and airing. Nathie, I always love
Yeah.
these conversations with you. To be
Me
continued. I'm
too.
just going to leave it there at the table. That wraps up another episode of Becoming Whole. There you go. That wraps up another
Awesome.
episode of Never Settle. Subscribe to this podcast. More travels features from around the world with other inspiring entrepreneurs, well-being leaders, and forefront thinkers.